Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. It is the one and only Reverend Robin this morning, and we just thank the Lord for his love as we listen to this song, Worship the Lord with us, for just about a minute or so. Well, glory be to God. We worship his holy name. Let us open up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, for the family church of Jesus Christ as we go out into all the world and share your love, O God. Thank you, Lord, for the people that are listening today or in the future, that you bless their lives, Lord, that they come to know Jesus, the saving Lord. And through you, Jesus, we can do all things. Heal them, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well,
amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a special guest. This is wonderful to be able to call across the world. We thank God for the technology. We have a wonderful sister anointed of the Lord who goes about Pakistan in the villages in our church and does mission work, blessing the people, spirit, soul, and body. We give food, we give spiritual food and physical food. We love them with the love of God. Sister Liba lives in the state of Punjab. She's a wonderful sister of the Lord. Everyone welcome her right now. Welcome, Sister Liba. How are you?
Thank you so much. First of all, I want to say a special thanks to Sister Robin for inviting me. I am so happy that God gave me this chance so I will speak to all of the people. So thank you so much. I am very blessed, Sister.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us. We're excited to hear what God's given you to share with the people. What are we sharing today?
Today I'm going to share with you all, listen for the bell. And it's the verse that carries is Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. Carry each other burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So can I share my sermon with you all?
Yes, please do.
Okay, it is the little story about, and the topic of the story is listen for the bell. And I'm going to share with you all. Be kinder than necessary, for everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battles. Just up the road is a field with two horses in it. From a distance, each looks like every other horse, but if you stop your car or walking by, you will notice something quite amazing. Looking into the eyes of one horse, will disclose that he is blind. His honor has chosen not to have him put down, but has made a good home for him. This is alone. Amazing. If nearby and listening, you will hear the sound of a bell. Looking around for the source of this sound, you will see that it comes from the smaller home in the field. Attached to her halter is a small bell. It tells her blind friend now where she is, so he can follow her. As you stand and watch these two friends, you will see how she is always checking on him, and that he will listening for her bell and slowly walk to where she is, trusting that she will not lead him astray. When she returns to the shelter of the barn each evening, she stops occasionally and looks back, making sure her friend is not too far behind to hear the bell. Like the owner of these two horses, God does not throw us away just because we are not perfect, because we are problems or we have challenges. He watches over us and even brings others into our lives to help us when we are in need. God loves us. God loves you, for God gave his son to die on the cross because he loves us. Sometimes we are the blind horse being guided by the little ringing bell of those who God place in our lives. Other times, we are the guide horse helping others see. Good friends are like this. You don't always see them, but you know that they are always there. Please listen for my bell, and I will listen for yours. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, fully administering God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Amen?
Amen.
So today we will need, sometimes we are also like a blind horse. We don't know where we are to going. So we need some people, then God puts some people in our life. So they will guide us how we can go on the path of the Lord. The same thing is happened with us. Like we are like a blind horse. Then Sister Robbins comes and she guides us. And now we are all on the path of the God and we follow him. So today we need to help the people. So we need to guide them, not to discourage them. Oh, you are not a perfect. You are a sinner. You don't need to go to church. You don't need to pray. You don't need to pray for someone because you are a sinner. But, you know, God put these people in our lives. So we need to guide them. Oh, you are good people. God also loves you. You need to repent yourself. So you will see the kingdom of the Lord. You know, we are like a guiding star. We need to help each other. So this way God works in our life because today we are also like a blind horse. And God does not throw us. He loves us. He loves us so much. So some people that they feel today, they are discouraged. But always remember, God loves us so much.
Sister Lida, I want to ask you, how do they accept this God's love? How do they do that?
They will accept when they read the word of God. They will accept that Jesus is the Son of God by accepting the other people's. Like they love the Lord, they love the Lord people. So they will accept God in our life because God put this love in us. So we want to share with each other.
And it's only by the name of Jesus. We have
Jesus.
To call
Hallelujah.
On the name of Jesus to be saved.
Amen.
And that means, sister,
yes.
that it is complete here on earth. And so that's how we walk in God's love. Amen.
Amen.
And so share.
We need to follow the.
Yes.
What do you say, sister?
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm saying so this is the time for us that we are not just people. Oh, they are sinning and we are very godly people. We love the Lord, but they did not. So this is time for us today to call the people. And tell them, God also loves you. We need to obey God. and always encourage other people. Oh, you are doing very good job. You come to church. You are doing very good job. You will pray. Lord answers your prayers because he also answers our prayers. We need to guide each other. Good friends are like this. God is also, Jesus is also our best friend. And we need to follow Jesus. Because Amen. Today we are also blind horse. So we are need to follow Jesus.
And how do we do that?
How we do that? When we accept Jesus in our life, we obey him, then we follow Jesus. Like he says, you know, the two commandments in the Bible, he says that love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and the other thing, that also love your neighbors.
And as you
so
say,
if we
like,
do this,
as you said, a blind horse, or if we are blind, that we can't see Jesus, we can't see God. And so, again, how do we follow him? Please share your heart.
You know, how we blind, how by doing sins. But when we repent, when we follow Jesus, when we repent, we are not blind when we repent our sins. Oh, yes, Lord, forgive me. Next time I never do any sin. Then he opens our eyes. We will see the truth of the Lord. And then we follow Jesus.
Yes. Amen. And we read the word.
Yes, it's
the word is the light and lamp unto our feet. And we can see where to go by the word of God. Please continue.
Yes. By this day we follow Jesus because, you know, Jesus is light for us. And he also told us that we are also light for this world. So today we need to repent, and I am praying that Lord will open all of eyes of the people that are doing sins, and we need today we are also blind in our life because we are doing sins. So Jesus, I am praying that Lord opens our eyes and we repent, and we come to God, and then we follow Jesus and obey God.
Amen.
And get eternal life.
And Sister Liba, we've got a couple minutes left, sister. So share with the people what you do to show that God's love is always with us. Share with us what you do there in Pakistan.
Yes, I am doing very great work in Pakistan. We visiting the people. Some people are thinking they are very far from the Lord, but when we visit them, we feed them spiritually and physically, and we tell them God loves you. If you go to church, if you pray, then he will forgive you. And by helping the people, by feeding them physically and financially and spiritually, we will show them that God loves you also.
Yes.
I always kind to people and tell them Jesus loves you. Don't be discouraged. Don't be sad. Jesus loves you.
Yes, sister. So we've got about 90 seconds left. Say just one encouraging word to everyone as we get ready to say goodbye.
Yes, so I want to tell everyone, please don't be discouraged. Don't judge other people. Always come near to God and always encourage each other and tell that God loves you because he sent his only son for us, and God does not throw us away just because we are not perfect or because we have problems. Just remember, God loves us.
Please take 30 seconds just to pray real quick for the people that are listening.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful message. I pray that whoever listened this message, bless them abundantly. And this message brings 100% fruit in each life. And we do the holy name of you that we always worship you, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful message of the day. Bless all the listeners physically and financially and spiritually. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful time. I ask you everything in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Liza. Well, we will be back live on Friday at the same time, 7 o'clock Central Time. We have been blessed by the Word of God, by the Word of God today. If you'd like to join us, you can call me.